Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. We're just super excited that you're here today. We have some awesome, awesome information for you, and we have a spectacular guest here with us. We have the famous, outstanding journalist Ms. Shayna Thornton with us today. But I want to take a couple of minutes and talk to you a little bit about, you know, actually it was a post today on Facebook, and it was from T.D. Jakes, and it was saying, if you already understand your purpose, are you willing or are you prepared to change your plans to match God's plan? Isn't that powerful? Okay, we already think we have our purpose, but we have to realize we need to be willing to change, be willing to be prepared the way God wants us to be prepared so we can actually do his will with the plans. Isn't that amazing? But let me tell you what happy means. You know, I just went on and looked it up. You know, Google is amazing. We want to interchange that word with happy, being joyful. It actually, the feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. You know, other synonyms for it is cheerful, merry, jolly. We just have to be carefree and untroubled, okay? And we need to do those three things, and we do those through God. We actually need to be carefree, untroubled, and have joy. He will direct us in everything we do and everything we say. And three things, let me give you three more practical things. You know, some people say, well, you may be too spiritual, but let me break it on down. Number one, to be happy or be joyful, we need to recognize our growth, okay? Give yourself a clap. Give yourself an applause that you actually are better than you were yesterday. Yes, you are. Don't beat yourself up. You're actually better than you were yesterday. You're better than you were last year and then 5 years before that. And then celebrate your accomplishment. Now, I'll be transparent. I have to do that myself. You have to celebrate your accomplishment. It can be as simple as going to the spa. It can be going to get some ice cream, okay? Just you need to celebrate your accomplishments in life. We need to encourage ourselves, okay? You have to be your own cheerleader. And number three, show gratitude. Okay, we need to be grateful for where we are right now. We need to be grateful where our families. We need to be grateful for the material things that you have. Just be grateful in everything. But let's be happy. Let's be joyful. And just enjoy life. We need to identify our passion, and then we actually can go to our purpose. And do dreams come true? Will we obtain our purpose in life? We're going to bring a lot of those questions to the forefront today when we talk to Ms. Shayna Thornton. But we want to take a little break right quick. I want to let y'all know my favorite song, and I think a lot of people feel the same. We're going to play that clip, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to introduce my dear, dear friend, Ms. Shayna Thornton. And you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. And listen to this wonderful song. It's called Happy, and you know the author is Pharrell. Hopefully I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Williams.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Come back news talking this and that.
You guys, that's my favorite song. I was up here dancing myself. But we're back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You guys, you know I'm always laughing and having a good time. But we actually need to bring on our guest so we can dive into and get some great tools, great information from her. And, again, her name is Ms. Shayna Thornton. I mean, she is, you know, as the kids say, she is the bomb, okay? She's an award-winning columnist. She's a blogger. She has the famous and the renowned syndicated talk show called Let's Talk America. She is just fabulous. She's a beautiful woman. She's a lovely wife, and she has an adorable young son as well. She's a community person. She actually is very dedicated at church. She is an all-around person. I really appreciate her. She actually, we were involved in several events last year, and she is just super, super fantastic in what she does. She really is passionate about empowering people that they can achieve their dreams in life. And we're going to welcome her to the show right now. And her name is Shayna Thornton. Welcome to Good Deeds. Are you there, Shayna?
I am. How are you this afternoon, Renee?
I'm so excited. I'm so glad that you took the opportunity, you know, truly out of your busy schedule to spend some time here with us at Good Deeds.
Of course I am, and I'm very excited to be your featured guest this afternoon. I admire all of the work that you're doing out there and broadcasting and through your books and all of your messaging. So it's a real honor and pleasure to be joining you this afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, what great, right? You're just always positive, and that's important, you guys. We have to speak positive, think positive, and, of course, we will end up doing positive things, okay? But I want Shayna, tell us a little bit. I was very, you know, brief and the wonderful and awesome things that you do. But talk a little bit more about yourself, just, you know, whatever's on your mind that you want to speak to us right now.
Oh, well, thank you again for this awesome opportunity. I've had an intriguing journey lately. I've had the opportunity to really interview and meet, and as I like to say, Renee, engage with so many different people from various backgrounds through Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, of course, which is the national radio show that I'm a part of. We have the opportunity to really spotlight the messaging, the platforms, and the lives of individuals that are quite unique, and I'm one of those people, Renee, who happens to believe that all of us have our very own uniqueness. I had the opportunity to interview you a few months ago, and that was very exciting. And you came on the show and talked about dealing with grief, dealing with death, which, of course, is something we hate to talk about, we loathe to go through, but yet it's something at some point in our lives we all have to face and deal with. So that was a platform that was very important to me. We recently wrapped up an exclusive interview with Sarah Jakes, of course, who is the daughter of the very famous and respected Bishop T.D. Jakes. And she gave us one of our first exclusive interviews about her brand new book that's due out in a few weeks titled Lost and Found. And it's a powerful testimony of a young woman who, of course, belongs to a very famous family that has been scrutinized. But she talks about some of the struggles that she went through. And, Renee, why is it important to spotlight the lives of Sarah Jakes, of Renee Sunday, of Aaron D. Spears, of Miss USA, and the list can go on and on? It's important because through their testimonies, through the sharing of their journeys, we learn that, you know what, they may be famous, they may be very well known. Perhaps Renee Sunday has written a book, and I haven't. But we realize that we have something in common with the human spirit. And through the human spirit, it has the ability to always want to survive, to always want to thrive and find a way to move on and live on. And that's why I'm so excited about this show, Good Deeds, and your messaging with purpose. And you opened up the show with Bishop T.D. Jakes talking about if you're trying to figure out your purpose or destiny in life, figure out your passions, and it will always lead to that. And I truly believe that. And through the interviews, through my journey of journalism, of meeting different individuals from rappers to gospel singers to popular pop vocalists such as Kenny Lattimore and Tony Terry, we learn that perhaps we don't sing, perhaps we don't act, perhaps we don't dance, as such as the renowned dancer CeCe Kelly does, who has a powerful segment coming up on the show. But again, we all have something in common with these people. If it's dealing with the loss of a mother or father. If it's going through financial struggles, actor Aaron D. Spears just wrapped up a segment with us, and of course he's a very popular actor on Being Mary Jane with the very famous Gabrielle Union. He's also featured on Bold and the Beautiful. But he actually talks about his journey of acting, where he actually was homeless at one point. And a lot of people don't realize that, because I think, Renee, so many times we say, well, the individuals that made it, they always had the cush life. They always had a great life. You know, they don't know about the average or the common person struggles. But I think it's important to remember a powerful statement that Aaron D. Spears shared with me on the show. And he said, there's always a backstory to everybody's life. You just don't develop overnight. And I think that's key for all of your listeners out there around the world to understand that if you're not where you want to be right now, say you want to switch careers, but you haven't gotten where you want to be. Say financially you're still trying to find your way through. If you're thinking, I still want to find that right husband, that right wife, you want to have a family. You want to open up that business, that catering business. Whatever it is, you still can dream on and still pursue it. Never give up. And that's what's important. Again, we don't develop overnight. And I think it's powerful to keep in mind just what Sarah Jakes told me on the show a few weeks ago, that everything you go through will make you the person who are meant to be in the future. And that's critical. That's vital, because you may not be where you want to be right now. You may not be the person you want to be. But you have to know that all of this is for a purpose and a reason, and you will get there. You have to hold on. You have to have hope, faith, and pursue the skills and the activities that will take you to that level. And that's critical. And I've really been blessed to have this opportunity to really engage and interview and sit down and talk with so many different people from various backgrounds, and yet continue the excitement for myself, because that's what's key also. I love what I do. I'm very fortunate to be able to just interview fascinating people, and they inspire me, and I hope they inspire the national listeners that tune in each and every Tuesday night, Renee.
Yeah, that is so powerful. I mean, it's so many different platforms out there, but you hit it right on the head there. See, because our goal in media, I mean, even though sometimes on the media it's negative things, but we're supposed to educate people, empower them, and change their mind that they could actually make a new action. And, you know, you said something just powerful through your testimony there, because it is a process. I mean, we know in the Word it says, all things work together. But we'll be honest, when we go through, when we're in that situation, we're like, okay, wait a minute now, Lord, what you doing? But, you know, we have to, I always say this, and people know I always say this, you have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. And
absolutely.
You said some powerful things there about purpose. But tell us, let me ask you this. I know, you're a syndicated national talk, host. You can speak about anything, really. I mean, you really have, God has really stirred up your gifts that
Thank
he's
you.
Given you to for your platform. But how did you recognize that this was your platform, this was your passion, and, of course, you from your passion, you walked on into your purpose?
Thank you. Awesome question, and one that I'm rarely asked. And, you know, for me, it always came from a love of people, Renee. Since a small child, I was one of those individuals who just loved people. I did, and I think my family would also testify to that, you know, if there was an opportunity to go to another kid's party or go to summer camp or go to the library and volunteer, I was always willing to do that. I've always loved the spirit of humanity, of people. And along my journey, I've had the opportunity to meet so many different people. And as you meet different people, you may say they don't talk like me, they don't look like me, their eye color may be different, whatever comes in your head. But if you sit down long enough and really listen to people, really converse, really share life stories or experiences, you realize that we have more in common than we probably want to believe, or that we view or accept to believe. Because I've always recognized that, you know, it can be male, female, it can be you from New York, you can be you're from Florida or from California, but at the end of the day, there's something in common that we have as human beings. Even if someone's from England, or they're from South Africa, or they're from Cuba, whatever it is, there may be a language barrier, an accent barrier, but we have something in common. So my love always came from being around other people and being fascinated with individuals. I would find myself years ago wanting to know more about people's lives in terms of inspiring me or sharing their story in a very positive and productive productive way with other individuals. And when the opportunity came up for a radio programming, for our programming to share other people's platforms and messaging, I was very excited because I really believe that individuals can learn from other people. I believe that. And again, our testimonies, our life journeys, our births may be very different. But again, when we listen to each other's testimonies, we can say, well, you know what, going back to Sarah Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes' daughter, Renee, you know, she talks very bluntly and sincerely about the troubles that went on in her relationship with her husband, but ultimately came to give him peace and grant herself peace and forgiveness, which is a powerful message because it may not necessarily be in a marriage that doesn't work out. Maybe it's in a relationship with a parent that may have been absent. Maybe it's with a relationship, a strange relationship with a child that someone may be struggling with. Again, you've got to be able to find peace in the situation. Do everything you can do to your part to make everything peaceful and right. You can't control other people's actions. I do want to point that out. Obviously, you can't. But you're responsible for yourself and making peace. Mm-hmm. And also, in the words of Sarah Jakes, as told to me a few weeks ago on the show, you've got to find the ability to forgive yourself for the past. And I think we always talk about not finding peace, not forgiving other people that have, you know, so-called done us wrong or different ways. But a lot of times, Renee, I think the real secret that a lot of individuals don't want to bring up, they don't want to put out on the table, is that they have found struggling themselves or a challenge to forgive themselves what has happened in the past. And the past mm-hmm. is a past. You cannot change it. You cannot. You cannot at all. And I want that to be clear from my perspective. But you can choose the decision and the attitude moving forward with the future, and that's for sure. You know, struggles and different challenges and conflicts will come up even when you're trying to do right, even when you have peace. But at the end of the day, you choose your attitude. And Winston Churchill, very renowned, of course, Prime Minister of England, you know, once said that the key to life, and I'm paraphrasing him, Renee, the key to life is keeping enthusiasm as you go through it, but yet face different challenges. And that's not always mm-hmm. easy. I'm very realistic myself. I always say, real talk for real people on the show. Real talk for real people. And that's important because I recognize sometimes when you're in the conflict, sometimes when you're in the relationship that's not positive or productive, I realize that it's not always easy to say, you know, this too shall pass, because a lot of times mm-hmm. you are human and, you know, pessimism comes up or you're thinking, well, I'm going to be too negative. But you know what? You've got to forgive yourself for those thoughts too and push forward and know that tomorrow will be here. This too shall pass. It's not just words, but it's real words, and you'll get through it, and you're still standing for a reason. And that's what people have to always realize. And it's not always easy mm-hmm. to say yourself and tell yourself that or give yourself that pep talk. You know, I think everyone has experienced things in life, but you just have to know, I'm still standing for a reason. I'm still here for a reason. And what's my purpose? What's the destiny for me to be here? And it has to be a reason because I'm still here. And I truly believe in making the most of every opportunity and just really epitomizing the best of you each and every day, Renee.
Yes, yes. You're just all over it, Ms. Shana. You know, because that's very important that, you know, all of us have dreams. All of us have – God has us here for a reason. We all have a purpose. But, you know, all of us want to know our calling. Everyone wants to know our purpose. But you said some wonderful things there. We have to overcome ourselves. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ourselves.
Yes.
We need to forgive ourselves. We need to, you know, of course, we have to do the homework. Now, you have to be prepared.
Yes.
And then we have to have the faith, and we have to eliminate all fear, and we have to step out on faith to do that. Talk a little bit about that, because that's what, you know, when we've got rid of the fear, but then now we want to step out. Give us some tools or some just great nuggets that we can use, you know, to actually step out there on faith. Oh, you know,
yes.
Like you said, our purpose are so vast. So it can be from being a healthcare professional to being in the government to being in media, even in the sports. But kind of give us some, you know, because the basic tools apply regardless of what discipline
you're going
into. The basic tools. So speak a little bit on that for us.
you know, from my opportunity to interview lots of different individuals, from, you know, Tamika Catchings, who's an all-star WNBA player, to Sarah Jakes, to Renee Sunday, to Vassell Belcher, who is a phenomenal gospel singer based in the Southeast. You know what I've realized from all of the people that I've had the opportunity to sit down with and talk to? They always believed they could make it. And when I say always, I'm not saying every single moment of their life, but at some point they came to the fact that I'm going to make it. And right now is the time to recognize that. You know, there's a famous adage from the civil rights movement that said, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? I just wrapped up a blog on my blog site where I talked about why try. And there's so many people, there's so many naysayers, and a lot of times, Renee, the naysayer is ourselves. It's the individual looking back from the mirror. They're saying, well, why do this? You failed. So many other people have done it in the past. Why try? I challenge each and every person right now listening to my voice and Renee Sunday's voice to say, why not try? And I say that because of this. You have one life. This is your life. This is what you're given. Period. You've got one life to try it. And if you fail at it, you don't know either way, but at least you tried. Instead of saying, I would have, I should have, I could have, you said, I did try it. I enjoyed the experience. It made me stronger. And look what it's made me. Look at what my example has made, allowed other people to be inspired with. You always have to move in, move forward with the ability of hope, with that concept. And everyone throws out the H word, hope, hope, hope. But it is so powerful to know that you're going to make it. You have to know that even when it looks grim, even when it seems like, oh, everything has failed, you've got to know that you're going to make it. And one, know that you're going to make it. What is your purpose? Figure out what you do well, those gifts. If you like something but you don't do it so well, that's okay. If you like writing but you're not the strongest writer at this point, go and allow yourself to gain those skills. There are lots of different resources out there. Some are free. Some are minimum cost. Some may be pricey. But find what works with your lifestyle, with you and your schedule, and improve that. So you're right, you have to prepare. You have to have the skills. One, you always want to have hope. And last, at the end of the day, don't give up. Don't give up. And I guess in so many ways, that goes back to hope, Renee. When things look like it's bumpy, when you finally gain the confidence and the hope and you've got the skill set, but, you know, you've got naysayers around or something, the economy may not be going the way you want it to be, stay with it. You've got to be persistent. You have to be, because if you're an NBA player or if you're Cullen Jones, all-time Olympic swimmer from the past Summer Olympics, you've got to know you've got to stick with it. And the road is not always going to be easy. It's not. If someone's told someone that, that's an untruth. But you have to know, if I really love it, if I really believe this is for me, I've got to stick with it as much as possible and not give up at the first sign of a failure, the first sign of loss. You keep going. And I think you talk to many different successful people out there, Oprah Winfrey and others, and they will tell you the key. The key to success is saying keep finding a way that works. So be persistent, never give up, and know that hope is real and it's achievable for each and every one of us. And I think those are just very simple, basic, elementary pearls to live by. You know, I don't believe in complexity. I don't think you've got to make things very difficult. I think most things come to a common core that can work for each and every one of us. If we speak Italian, yes, to French, or to pig Latin, it can all work for us. Believe.
That's
believe.
True. That's right. That's right. Oh, wow. That is very powerful. You know, and people know that my little slogan is don't stop, get it, get it.
Yes.
I know that meant something else, but we have to make sure we don't stop, we never give up, because, you know, God is with us, whatever we do, whatever we say. And if you make a mistake, you know, as Les Brown, our famous motivational speaker, says, may it fall on your back, because you'll be looking up, so you can easily get up.
That's right.
But Shana, oh, my God, you know, time has gone so fast, and I don't want to, you know, lose this opportunity for you giving us your contact information so we can contact you for a speaking engagement, for hosting our events, of course, tuning into your show, and actually also getting involved in the different things you have going on in your journey.
Well, thank you, Renee. It has been a real pleasure and joy anytime I get with you, the opportunity to sit down and talk. I do have a national radio show titled Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton, and it's aired live each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it's free. There are no strings attached. Please join us. The easiest way to find us if you want to listen online is www.blogtalkradio.com/Shayna Thornton, S-H-A-N-A-T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N. If you're on the fabulous Facebook, reach out to me. Our handle over there is Let's Talk America Radio Show. If you're on Instagram, I know a lot of individuals are, you can find us by Let's Talk America Radio Show also. And lastly, for everyone that likes Twitter that's out there sending those tweets, reach out. The handle for Twitter is S.S. Thornton, S.S. Thornton, and reach out to us. I'd love to hear from you. The email, if you're an email person, that's letstalkshayna@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you and allow us to share our messaging with you. And again, this is a dynamic platform, Good Deeds with Dr. Renee Sunday, and it is a pleasure. You know, you and I collaborate on different concerns and issues, and it's just a real blessing to be with you again this afternoon, Renee. Thank you so much for everything, and I want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing.
You've been so much of a dog. Well, thank you so much. You gave, this was awesome. It was so many great tools there that we can take away right now and move forward to achieve our purpose in life. But you guys, you know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. And please reach out to us. You know, we have our website up, and it's called gooddeedslive.com. And if you want to actually be on the television show, you can contact us and book us for the television show as well. But if you want to be a guest on our radio show, please go to the website and hit contact. All the information is there. And we want you to realize that you will obtain your purpose in life. Do not stop. Everything will work out. I know one day, as Shayna said so wonderfully, one day will be may not so good in your eyesight, but please remember you will make it. And we thank you so much, Shayna, for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
And we Yes, and God bless you and your wonderful family. And please reach out to Good Deeds whenever you need us. And we love you so dearly.
Absolutely.
For being with
you
us.
Know it. You know I will. Keep it going. Congratulations to you and the staff.
Oh, well, thank you. And you guys, make sure, as Shayna said so wonderfully, tweet, Facebook, that is Good Deeds TV and radio show. And you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. And have a wonderful, wonderful life. We're not going to stop. We're going to don't stop. Get it. And this
Keep
is
going.
Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. Be blessed.
And be happy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. To you, don't waste your time.